Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
Yeah, I had to bring it in there a little bit. Chill tonight. Have a little bit of fun. I enjoy that kind of stuff, that kind of music, and thought it'd be a blast to start off with it, as opposed to just jumping in. But thanks for joining me so much tonight on Tuesday night. Thought I'd try something a little different as far as time was concerned. But tonight's show is called Working Out and Saving Money, and hopefully that got somebody at least a little bit interested. And there seems to be a million different commercials out there when it comes to saving money, and so this is not a commercial, but it will be hopefully very very informative, and hopefully it will bring you to a place where you can save some money, and at the same time you'll stop falling for some of the stuff that they're putting out there that just doesn't have any truth attached to it. And so hopefully some information that direction will help greatly. But thank you very much for joining tonight. If you're doing so live, thank you very much. In fact, I am, if I can find it, I am going to open the chat room. That looks like the button there. And then feel free, step in and make a request, comment, whatever, ask a question. Also, guest call-in. The number for that is 914-205-5494, 914-205-5494. Feel free, call in anytime, and if you got a fitness-related question, a diet-related question, if you've got questions on your routine, please feel free. I am just now launching the chat room, so feel free to jump in there. That is now up and running. And so, yeah, let's get started with that. Now, hopefully, you know, if you're in a place where you have to do that, and I'm just going to type a quick little message, and it'll say welcome when you come in, so that way you know you're in the right place. But if you're in a place where you have to save money, hopefully you're not in a place where you have to choose between something and working out someplace, something like that. But if you are, perhaps we can save some money here and there with what you're doing to work out, what you're using for supplements, that sort of thing. Another thing that you can do to save a little bit of money when it comes to working out is how often are you actually doing it? And so take a look at, A, your routine. What do you actually really need? And B, where are you currently going to do that? And so if you realize, hey, you know what, I don't use all the fancy machines. I really just need some I need some dumbbells, I need a barbell, I need a bench, I need a squat rack, something like that. Or I just use the machines and I don't need all those heavy weights. You can save money. One of the things that I did when I was a single dad, I was a single dad for nearly 5 years. I had three boys, working full-time, had a somewhat physical job, but not so physical that I couldn't actually go and work out and actually make some gains or accomplish whatever I felt like doing when I got in there. I was working out at a place, and it was, I don't know, $40 a month. It wasn't unreasonable. But then I saw another place. It ended up being a powerlifting gym. And so I went from $40, which wasn't unreasonable. It wasn't like it was $100 a month, you know, go in and they've got the pool and they've got the indoor track and all that kind of stuff. I really just needed to work out. I, you know, just do some basic lifts. I wasn't trying to do anything special. I didn't have a TRX. I didn't even know what a TRX suspension system was at that time. And so I go over to this place, and sure enough, $20 a month. I knew some of the guys in there already, which I didn't expect. But yeah, the place filled up pretty fast. They had been at one place and they moved and they had the big grand opening and all that kind of stuff. The only thing is, if you go into the powerlifting gym, beware of the music that's going to be in there, because it's going to be loud and it's going to be in your face. And it's going to be the, what do they call that, screamo, that sort of thing. So there's going to be some screaming there. In the morning, it tends to be a little bit lighter. But if you go there in the evening, man, I'll tell you, there'll be some big folks in there, and the music will be loud, and it will be raging, screaming, heavy metal kind of stuff. Typically, that's normally what I found in there. But for the price, I couldn't beat it. And I figured 30, 40 minutes tops is all I was ever in there. Usually 20 to 25 is all I really needed. So I could put up with that for that. No big deal. No problem. And so check on that. Think about that. See if you can get into a place like Planet Fitness. Now, again, I don't know why that came out. But you have to be aware, ladies especially, you have to be aware. They have this gender equality policy. So if I were to go in and identify as a female, I can use the locker room. Even if I haven't had any surgery, even if I haven't had any hormones, any of that kind of stuff, if I don't remotely look like a female, you may have seen the article, but do a search for Planet Fitness and gender equality and all that type of stuff, and you'll see this was a big, scary-looking guy that was using the women's locker room, not a bathroom. He didn't have his own little place to go. He had a full-blown access to the women's locker room to shower and change and all that stuff. And this guy looked like he was over 6 foot and well over 200 pounds and, you know, a big hairy dude. Just he didn't look the first thing like a woman. And even though many women complained, in fact, one of the women that complained actually lost her membership there. So you have to keep that in mind. In fact, when you go in to get a membership there, if you choose to do that, now you can't beat the price. It's $10 a month. But just keep in mind what you'll have to deal with. But go in there when you ask, when you, you know, go in to fill out an application, take the tour, whatever. Ask them if they currently have any people that are not women using the women's locker room. And just, you know, be aware of that. Be careful of that. And because they are not, if they're going to do anything, they're not going to throw the guy out. They're not going to tell the guy he cannot use the women's locker room. They will tell you that you have to suck it up and deal with it. And it's just that simple. And so keep that in mind. There's some pros and cons there. But if you can go from whatever it is that you're paying down to $10 a month, and I don't know how you beat that. But that's a great way of doing it. Another thing that you can do is look at what your goals are and then what you're currently taking for supplements. If your goals are weight loss, then you really don't need any supplements. You certainly don't need pills. You don't need any of those types of things. All you need to do is eat properly in the right amounts, and the weight will come off all by itself. You do not need, and I stressed this yesterday on the program, but you do not need pills or powders or whatever to make your body do what it is designed to do. You will know you're doing the right thing because, A, the weight will come off. The fat that you want to leave will be burnt off. You'll do that, and it'll be burnt off in the form of energy. And then also you'll start to feel better. Pills and powders cannot promise you that. And you don't want to eat the 48 cupcakes and or eat whatever you want and have the pills, and that you don't want to do that, because ultimately you're going to still have all the other problems besides weight loss that would occur. Now, and I'm just going to throw this out there because it seems like a good time to do it. If your blood sugar stays high, you are acidic in nature, and that is what creates lots of problems. That high blood sugar, the body hates that. The body does not want to have high blood sugar. So the issue becomes that having that acidic nature, you begin to, there is fat around, there's fat around all the nerves and that type of thing. Excuse me for just a second. Of all the places to leave a phone, and it's not even mine. So the ringer's off on that. Great. That sounds awesome. But the acidic nature begins to eat away the fat around the nerves. That's called diabetic neuropathy. That's pain that comes on later on. It also attacks the optic nerve of the eye. And it begins to, over a long period of time, when you start to get it, there's age-related sight difficulties. And then there's relations to the high blood sugar that causes sight to go away. And diabetes is the number one cause of blindness in the United States by a long way. And it's not age-related macular degeneration, wet or dry. It is that high blood sugar for a long period of time that attacks that optic nerve and attacks that eye and causes lots of problems. There's also some studies that says caffeine can do that too. It can weaken the capillaries in the eye, and you'll begin to see almost sort of like a bloodshot eye. But what begins to happen is those muscles and those capillaries and things weaken, and your eye just doesn't have the ability to focus anymore. And the process of repairing that stuff, I don't do eyes. I don't even want to think about having knives and, you know, various things anywhere near my eyeballs. So that's enough for me. I, you know, you can write off having high amounts of blood sugar just based upon that. And last night I also mentioned coronary heart disease, which kills 950,000 people a year. 950,000 people a year just in that one series of set of disease, you know, heart attack, stroke, stuff like that. But, you know, coronary heart disease, where one of the valves in the heart becomes diseased, or it starts to get plugged up, essentially, is what begins to happen. You know, atherosclerosis, the hardening of the arteries, you know, all of that stuff around or near the heart creates a lot of problems. The pills that you take to lose the weight don't, in fact, when it comes to the plaque that's built up in the coronary heart disease, the body that put it there will also remove it. But what has to happen first is we have to get closer to what the body designates as our target weight. And so what we want to do is we want to eat as naturally as possible. You know, we don't want hormones in our stuff. We don't want any chemicals on our, you know, fruits and vegetables, that sort of thing. But we do have to watch that intake, because what we take in is what we're going to become. And we don't want the body to turn out to be a garbage dump. And because it'll tell us when it's not liking what's going on. It'll do it in the form of disease and pain and arthritis and all kinds of stuff we don't want to have. I would assume if anybody is listening to this show, it is because they want to grow older and they want to do it with as little pain, as little disease, and as little sickness as possible. And now, why not do it as cheap as possible also? And so, in fact, I forgot about my chat room being open, so there that is. And so in the process of working out and considering the needs, all of those types of things, think about what you're taking right now. Even if you're taking a multivitamin, I want you to think about this. When you started taking that multivitamin, did the color of your urine change? If your urine turned to a bright yellow and you're wondering what's going on, it's that vitamin. Your body is not processing it. For whatever reason, in all likelihood, it's how it was formulated and the way it was put together. The body is simply digesting it and getting rid of it. It is not benefiting from it at all. And so you have to get rid of that, and you have to go to a different type of vitamin or whatever else that you're taking. Something that you may want to take, depending on what you're doing. If you are doing some weight training of some kind, even if it's, you know, like push-ups and pull-ups, and, you know, if you're doing a Bar Brothers type workout, stuff like that, you may desire to take a protein supplement. And that would be something like the best that you can get, and what your body needs as soon as it's done working out, and what it's craving, is a thing called whey protein isolate. Get it without creatine, because people react to creatine. Their bladders become overactive. Their kidneys, they work too much, and they expel too much from the body, and you can have kidney issues, and you can have dehydration issues. And so just to ignore all of that, not to mention the fact, also keep this in mind too, if you have a youngster that is working out, say he's in high school and he's on a weight program for some sport, whatever sport he's in. The wrestling coach has him in there working out a bunch of times a week or in the summer. The football team has a summer program they get him on. That whey protein isolate will help them immensely. And you only have to take it right after you work out. It's not one of those things that you take necessarily for a snack, although you could, you know, if you weren't getting enough protein, you were concerned about that. Or just a convenience factor. But if you're worried about the amount of money that you're spending on stuff like that, only use it post-workout. I work out anywhere from 2 to 4 times a week. So I take 2 to 4 scoops of that a week. I get a 5-pound bag. It's like $85, $90 bucks at Vitamin World. And it lasts me a couple of months. And so for a few hundred bucks a year, I can have the protein. And if I wanted to, I could take less of it, stretch it out. If that's what I really had to do, if I really needed that, I would save it for my heavy workouts and I wouldn't take it for my light workouts. So typically what my son and I do when we're working out is we'll do 2 heavy workouts and then we'll do 2 light workouts. Well, I'm not really taxed after that light workout, and we usually come right home and eat. And so even though it might be an hour, hour and a half after I work out, it's not ideal, but it works out fine. And I can save the money for the protein. And I can just have the protein after I do that grueling, heavy workout. And so now I'm only taking a couple of scoops a month. And that protein can last me, I'll only let it go about 6 months. It's in a resealable bag, but it does have a shelf life. And so figure out what that is. And if you can only afford protein twice a year, then that's what you do. If you're going out and running several miles, don't worry about protein. You don't need it. What you're going to need when you get back, fruits and vegetables. And that is the best way, the cheapest way to do it. The other thing is, let's say you need to gain some muscle quickly or some strength quickly. You've got a competition coming up, or you have to get ready for sports of some kind. The season's coming up. The best way to go about doing that is to get a personal trainer. Now, I know what most people think when they think personal trainer. They're thinking, I'm going to have to do this for a long time. It's going to cost me a bunch of money. Absolutely not. What a personal trainer will do is they will train you how to prepare and what to do and what not to do. And they'll also give you the correct form to do it in. So that way you can always take that with you. And, you know, one of the services that I provide, or some of the services that I provide, if you wanted to go on to, or if you go to Death of Diets, that's plural, D-I-E-T-S, deathofdiets.com, you can look on there. And for $19, I'll talk to you for an hour and make adjustments to it. You just tell me what you're looking for, what your struggles are, what your problems are. For $19, we can get you back into a place where that workout used to do and used to bring the results that it did, and we can get you back to that. Maybe you have to work out a little more often, maybe a little less often, a few questions, and we can get there. For $29, you can click on that and get that. And not only will I talk to you for an hour, but you can submit to me what you're currently doing. We can adjust some diet. We can adjust some exercise. We can add some stuff in if you're getting bored or there's something that's going to work out what you need better. So we'll discuss your needs and create some different aspects to the pro, just add them to the program that you currently have or replace a couple exercises. It's not a big deal, but it'll make a huge difference to the results that you're getting. And that's the whole thing. And this is another thing, folks. And this is, money's not the only thing you can save. Let's put it that way. There also is an element of time. And so if you're not getting the results that you want, quite possibly, from everything that I've seen and the people that I've talked to, and looking back when I used to work out, I didn't use a personal trainer. I thought that was a waste of time. How much is it? You know, how hard is the bench? I mean, how much? You know, what am I doing? Buying a spotter? No, I didn't even think about it at that point. And I couldn't have afforded it anyway. You know, high school kid. But they can help you save so much time, so much money, perhaps even give you exercises to do at home. I do stuff for my wife. You know, she's more into triathlon type stuff. And she's more into the aerobic version. She hates weightlifting. And so I have her do some simply, not weightlifting, but, you know, push-ups and TRX and stuff like that, just so she can allow the bones to stay hard. They continue to react to the stress. They continue to adapt, and that's the point. Whatever you work, whatever you do, it will adapt to that stress that you put onto it. That's the way the body was designed. And so as long as you do that, you'll have no issues. It will prevent osteoporosis. And in fact, I would suggest this. Ladies, if you're not using weights, or if you're not doing push-ups or pull-ups or dips or any of those types of things, not doing anything like that, add that to your regimen. Just, and it doesn't take a ton of stuff. A couple of sets, you know, per body part would help immensely. And then take a vitamin D3 supplement. The vitamin D3 will help your immune system. The vitamin D3 will help your body absorb the calcium that you take in. It will make your body more efficient at taking care of your bones. And it's cheap. You don't have to get a supplement full of all kinds of stuff. Get your calcium from your green leafy vegetables, from your cruciferous vegetables, and take that vitamin D3. And if you are taking fish oil, stop unless it's from an organic substance, unless it's from plants. The other thing that you can do is you can eat walnuts. Walnuts will give you the essential fatty acids. You don't have to take fish oil. Fish oil is rancid for the most part. When they tested that stuff and they checked it out, what they discovered was, in fact, it's a New York Times article. You can go and look at that. You can go search it out. And what they found was they went to Target, they went to Walgreens, they went to, I think, Walmart, and they went to another place, like GNC. And they bought a bunch of supplements, and they brought them back, and they tested to see what was in them. And everything that they tested, none of what was supposed to be in it was actually in it. And so where you get your supplements is important. I get mine from Vitamin World. And then you use a manufacturer that you trust. Another thing is, what if you're taking, oh, what do they call those? It's the lactobacillus and all of those types of things that are in the yogurt. And the question is, do you really need them? And they say, well, you know, your health is related to your gut. Certainly. When I take them, I feel no difference. I get no benefit. I've taken them for months. I've taken them for weeks. I've gone off and on them. And I personally get no benefit at this time from them, so I don't take them. I'm not against it. But if you're not seeing a benefit from it, then what's the point? If it's turning your urine different colors, then what's the point? Look at what you're taking and the benefit that you're getting from it. Do you really need to take that supplement? I'm not against supplements. Sometimes, you know, if you're a vegetarian, you may not be able to get your B12 any other way. And you may be allergic to the foods that, if you're allergic to nuts, good luck getting your essential fatty acid, your omega-3s, because walnuts is the best way to get them. If you're allergic, if you have a nut allergy, then you're not going to be able to eat those and get what you need. And I mean, literally, it's like a small handful will give you everything that you need for an entire day. And so these are just some of the ideas, some of the ways to just get it through food, what you would normally eat throughout the day. If you're eating a diet that has a lot of variety in it, make sure you get your red or your green leafy vegetables in there, because that's where the greatest cancer fighting abilities are at. And so that's where you want to go to first. You got to get those green leafies in there. And then your fruits and your vegetables, eat plenty of them during the day. Don't worry about that stuff. Don't worry about eating too much of them. Your body will tell you when you're eating too much, because you won't feel well. Let's put it that way. And so then what will happen is you'll stop eating them and it'll go away. And it's great. That's the only side effect. You'll get a stomach ache. And so don't eat that much. Make sure you get plenty of green leafies throughout the day. If you like tomatoes, there's a lot of good stuff in there. Get some carrots in there. Get some peppers in there. Throw some seeds in there. I have hemp seed and alfalfa seed and stuff like that. Or I'll throw some protein powder in there. I have chia seeds, just because the chia seeds are so extraordinarily potent with all the good stuff. And the best part is, the things that you need are in there in the amounts that you need. You don't have to look at the serving size on the back or the side. You don't have to look at if you get a supplement, you got a bottle, and how much of this should I take? You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. It's natural. You take it, your body automatically recognizes it. If there's no reaction to it, the body's digesting it and using it, because it recognizes everything that's in there because it's natural. You don't have to worry about all natural and how it was processed and how long it lasts and all that kind of stuff. When you get things in seed form, they'll keep forever. So you don't have to worry about stuff going bad and stuff going out. You just don't have to worry about that stuff. And so look carefully at what you're getting. Look at what you're doing. Look at the benefit. Do you really need all the stuff at your gym? That sort of thing. You know, you may love the YMCA, but do you ever use the pool? Do you ever go in and use the sauna or the whirlpool? Those things are wonderful, but if you got to cut back, you know, how often do you really take your kids? You know, when they were younger, I had to take them more. When I didn't need to take them anymore, I could leave them home. Then I left the big place, the mega place, and I went to something much smaller and much cheaper. Instead of spending $100 a month, I was down to spending $20. And these are some simple ways that you can do it that ultimately will help you out. And also, we don't have a ton of time left, but we got about 10 minutes left. The guest call-in line, if you want to call me, 914-205-5494. Feel free and give me a buzz. you know, we don't have much time left. I don't have much material left either. Actually, it's less than 5 minutes now. So I'm only doing a 30-minute show tonight. But I definitely appreciate you listening. Please go and check out deathofdiets.com. If you got any questions, email me at deathofdiets.com, or you can just click on message through Blog Talk here. I can get messages that way also. Do that. You'll save a ton of money. You'll learn a ton. You'll learn an absolute ton. You will say whatever you spend on any program or whatever when you go onto the website, you will save that and a whole lot more, and you'll do it very quickly. Because we'll go over stuff that you're doing, what you need to do, why are you doing it, what are you trying to accomplish, that the program will reflect your needs. That'll save you time. It'll save you money. Hopefully it'll save you some money when it comes to your membership wherever you are. And if you're doing a bunch of supplements that you don't need, we can work on that too. Also, let's deal with this one again. I talked about it a little bit last night. Pre-workout drinks, do not use them. Do not use them. I mean, if you're going to use it, it should be like in case of emergency, break glass. And that's the only time you would get it. You'd be much better off with a cup of coffee, just one cup of coffee, because the caffeine, don't put a bunch of sugar in it. If you got to put anything, put just a little bit of cream in there, and that's it. And the caffeine will be enough to get you to where you need to be in your workout. The biggest issues, plural, when it comes to those pre-workout drinks. Number one, they're really expensive. Number two, you don't need them. Number three, there could be an issue that's being hidden by the reality of using all of this caffeine and sugar to get pumped up for a workout. You've got to know, number one, you got to listen to your body. Number two, it's got to be telling you what's going on. And it has to be accurate. If there's a ton of sugar and there's a ton of caffeine in there because you just dumped it all in there, then what you're getting from your body is not going to be accurate. Listen to your body while you're working out. It'll tell you what you need to do. And so make sure you stay away from that stuff, because it's only going to be harmful. Don't worry about if you're feeling a little bit sluggish. As soon as you get started, as soon as you get going, and I tried this. I did this little experiment last Friday. I was absolutely dead tired, and my son and I went to work out, and we did a big one. I mean, we were in there for like 40 minutes. That's way more than we would normally be in there, and we just did set after set after set. I did all the stuff I would normally do, and I was just as strong, and I actually made gains in some of the close grip push-ups and some of that sort of thing, but I actually made some gains, even though I was beat, and you know, it was a busy day. It was a busy week. And I was just gassed. I was ready for the weekend, and all I wanted to do was go home and sleep, which is exactly what I did. When I got home, I just laid down for like 2.5 hours and then got up and made dinner. It was a late dinner, but it was what it was. And I use no pre-workout drink. I use no mid-workout drink other than water. And if you're drinking water every 10, 15 minutes, you'll be fine through that workout. You'll be able to do everything that you're supposed to do. Stretched a little bit afterwards, went home. I got a little bit of drink. I think I had just a little bit of peanut butter, and I laid down. I mean, that was all I had the strength for. And that was it. Lights were out. And the only reason I got up was to make dinner. If I wouldn't have had to make dinner, who knows how long I would have slept. But please, folks, just look around, think a little bit, and see where it is you can make some cuts. If you need to, don't stop the workouts. I mean, if you have to, do the push-ups and the pull-ups and all that stuff between now and whenever you can go back and get your membership again. But it may not be the best. It may not be the most ideal, but hopefully it'll work for you. And hopefully tonight helped you a little bit too. Go to deathofdiets.com. Take a look there. Check it out. I'm going to be adding some programs here shortly because there's some groups that have been forgotten about. But I'll be putting up some examples of workouts for whether you're trying to gain some muscle or you're trying to lose some fat, whatever it is that you're trying to do. I'll throw up some sample diets and that sort of thing so that you can get stuff that you're attempting to get out of your food, the energy that you need, the protein that you need, all of those types of things. and get healthy in the process. That's always the point. We're looking for longevity here. We're looking to be able to do this as long as we can. And, hey, you know what? Thank you very much for listening. I'm going a little bit over, but had a blast. I always have a blast doing the shows. And look forward to chatting with you all again soon. And, in fact, we're going to go out with just a little bit of Will Smith here again. So enjoy the night, and talk to you soon.
Bring it. What?